Lee, how you doing?
Now, welcome to the call. Senior linebacker from Villanova, Austin Calitro. Good morning, Austin.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us again this week. Before we look ahead at the game with South Dakota State, kind of give me your impressions on what went well for your team in Saturday's win over St. Francis.
I think we were able to get off to a fast start. On defense, we didn't really let them establish the run game that I think they pride themselves on coming into the game. And that allowed us to take away basically any play-action game they're trying to throw at us. And then on offense, I think that, just the fast start helped them so much. And once they got rolling, once their confidence, got high, there was really no stopping those guys from there.
When you're playing these playoff games against non-conference teams, and especially when you get a home game, how important or how much did you guys talk about before the game trying to jump out to an early lead and sort of setting the tone early?
Yeah, that's what all the captains and upper-level player, upper-classmen players are saying. We were just saying jump on them early, don't let them think they have a chance, because if you let a team like that hang around after halftime and go into the fourth quarter, that's when things get interesting, and that's when they can pull off, the upset.
We're here with Villanova senior linebacker Austin Calitro. If you have a question for him, just hit *1 on your keypad, and we've got one in queue if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
And your first question is from the line of Eric Watkins with VSports.com.
Austin, as your defense is getting together, looking at film of what you have coming up to face on Saturday, what are your early impressions of South Dakota is going to bring, and what are your thoughts on how your defense is suited to combat that?
I watched film yesterday, and I noticed that right away that they have a pretty big line. They have pretty big tackles on the edge, and they're going to try to establish some kind of run game to get their tight end and their big wide receiver on the edge involved. But just like this last week, I think if you take away the run game and make it one-dimensional, it's going to be a lot easier for us to, and Coach Crocker to call plays and for us to defend them.
And how do you feel in terms of now your team has got some momentum going, and it seems like the offense has been off and on. When it gets hot, it seems to stay hot for a couple quarters.
Yeah, our thing is, on defense, we want to be the ones to carry this team and, let the offense figure out what they got to do. But the offense has been, as close to perfect as you can hope for the last, six quarters. And then the last two pass game, I think we're just trying to get out of there. But right now our thing is on defense is we got to carry the team and let the offense figure it out. And they have been, it seems to us like they haven't figured it out.
Thanks and good luck.
Thank you very much.
Austin, you guys defensively against St. Francis hold them to about 260, six sacks and a couple interceptions. What were you able to do so well to be able to get pressure on them?
I think, first of all, we were just disguising our coverage, and I don't think they really caught on to it right away. We got Tano in one-on-one matchups, and he won just about every single one. And then I think on top of that, our DBs just playing so good. And, it helps. It helps us up front once the DBs are covering everything they throw at us. He really had nowhere to throw, so he had nowhere to go either because the D line. I just think we're gelling on all cylinders on defense.
You guys obviously at home last Saturday now have to make the long trip out to South Dakota. Does the team's mindset change when you go on the road in a game like this? And as a senior and as a captain, what's going to be your message to some of your guys?
Honestly, there's no motivation that needs to be said on my part because I think our team has the overall goal in mind. And on top of that, I think we embrace the away environment. I think we like it because, our home environment isn't the best. So we actually do get to play in front of a lot of people, and it is a football atmosphere. We have fun with it, enjoy it, and we take everything in.
Do you enjoy preparing for different opponents now, going up against the Missouri Valley and the Missouri Valley Conference champion? Is that, instead of the conference foes, is a nice challenge to prepare for some different people?
Yeah, the teams you prepare for weeks, 2 and 3 through 12, it's the teams I've been seeing the last four and 5 years. so I can have a, every time we prepare for a team like Maine or JMU or Richmond, it's kind of a little repetitive, but, you know, now this is new, it's a new challenge, and I like seeing new guys on film and seeing what other conferences have to offer, and it's fun watching this team on film because they're a conference champion, so this will be a good test for us, and it'll see where we are amongst the nation.
And before I let you go, the CAA, obviously you guys part of that 3-0 week in the first round, and first of all, do you guys follow what's going on with the other teams around the league? And then just the week in and week out grind of the CAA, how does that help prepare you for playoff time?
We follow it a little bit. We've kind of just been focusing on us this year. That seems to be helping us. And in terms of what the CAA has to offer, I mean, I think it's the best conference in the country. I think you can tell from this weekend the results. I mean, in this conference, there's never an easy game. You got to prepare each week because you can't lose each week. Any team from last place to first place can beat you, and I think that every team in the CAA goes in that mindset, and I think that's going to help us in the playoffs because we've all been so battle-tested, and I think we've all been through that grind, so now it's kind of like, you know, it's an extended season where some teams is kind of a new season for them, but we've just been so used to it, and I think all three teams that won last week proven that.
All right, Austin, thanks again for joining us today. Good luck out at South Dakota State. Bring home another victory for Villanova and the CAA, and appreciate you joining us.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you.